Please welcome Gadget Man.
BBC Radio Suffolk.
Feels like they ought to have a round of applause. Please welcome Gadget Man. It's Matt Porter, by the way, our gadget guru. Good morning.
Good morning.
Nice to see you. Now, you've been looking at an awful lot of cars.
Yes.
For us. Electric cars, hybrid cars, because it, tis the future.
It is,
tis
yes.
the future at some way. We're going to run out of fossil fuels at some point or other. And you've had an invitation, and I'm not surprised that you accepted it, to go and spend the day where? Tell me all about it.
Yes, I was invited by Porsche Motorsports to attend the British round of the World Endurance Championships, which is called 6 Hours of Silverstone, which was at Silverstone, funnily enough, a couple of weeks ago. So I had the choice of which day I wanted to go along to. I could have gone to race day, practice, but I chose to go to qualification day, purely because there'd be more opportunity to talk to the technicians and the drivers and things like that. It wouldn't be quite so fraught, so I went along on qualification day.
Now, the one thing, I used to work in a prestige garage, Mercedes-Benz, and and it would be the same with Porsche, I'm sure you'll tell me. What used to happen was the big high-end vehicles, the 50, 60 grand cars, and I'm talking the mid-80s, so goodness knows what they cost now, would come out with new innovations. But then over a period of time, you saw those innovations creep their way down the model range.
Into production, normal production cars,
And that is how, I mean, ABS, when that first came out, and then how many vehicles have got that now, for instance? Heated seats, all those kind of innovations. And is it the same with engine technology then?
From what I understand, from speaking to them, it's the technology is really, someone like Porsche, who are a sports car manufacturer, their development comes down from their race cars, because they're driving them right on the very edge of their performance and handling and everything. So developments they make there, because it's so fast, the speed of development rather than the cars, they will find their way down very, very quickly, apparently, to their sports cars.
And I suppose it's the same with NASA, isn't it? When people talk about the space program, we've seen lots and lots of things from that space program that have come into our everyday lives.
That's right. Velcro, I believe, was one of the things that was developed for the space program. Everybody uses it every day. Yeah. So, yes, it's nice to think that these technologies, I think that they've actually, it's quicker than it used to be. It used to be quite a number of years for a car to go through development and come up out the other side, in line with technology as it had progressed with computers. Now, I think they're driving each other forward.
Well, you look in some of the new vehicles now, and it is just gadget and gizmo and gadget, and very high-tech stuff. Mm. Now, the Porsche that you spoke to Mark Webber about, didn't you?
I did.
It's a hybrid vehicle?
It's, it's the Porsche 919 or 919 LMP1. LMP1 is the class of vehicle, but basically it's hybrid. So it has a 500 brake horsepower petrol engine, turbocharged V4, 2 litre, but it also has on the front axle, it has a 400 brake horsepower electric motor, and that motor is driven from a lithium-ion battery, which is charged at the start of the race but is generated via energy recovery systems. It has a couple of them. It has the brakes on the front wheel, so as you brake, the kinetic energy recovery system pulls in that back to the battery.
You're having a laugh. So the kinetic energy from braking,
yes. And this is standard in most cars now, electric cars and hybrids.
Helps to charge the battery.
It will recharge the battery, yeah. And also, on the exhaust manifold, exhaust outlet, it has a generator running on there, which is it's called an energy recuperation system. So it's running a little motor generator on the exhaust. As the exhaust gas goes through, it turns a generator which charges the battery some more. So I believe on a lap-by-lap basis they can recover 8 megajoules of electricity, which I have no idea what that is, but it's quite a bit.
It is fascinating. Honestly, it is fascinating to see some of the new innovations and the way that they then become available for the cars that we can perhaps afford.
The more energy they recover, they have to actually reduce the amount of petrol they use per lap. So the 8 megajoule class that they're in, I believe they can only use 4.7 litres of petrol per lap.
Right.
Whereas if
so this
it's less...
So this is top-of-the-range sports car racing.
Yeah, 200 miles an hour.
200 miles an hour. But this technology will filter its way through to the cars that we're driving.
It already is, so Mark tells me.
Yeah, all right. Me mate Mark Webber. Yes. You had a little chat with him, I see.
I did. I spoke to him for about 5 minutes, and it was right at the end of the day, and he was quite tired, bless him. But he, I did ask him, I said, how are you finding moving from Formula One through to hybrid? Has it been a steep learning curve?
It has, yeah. I mean, the technology is something which, as an industry, is quite aggressive.
Yeah.
I was a bit sceptical, obviously, when 5 or 6 years ago you started to hear this type of technology coming on the radar in the racing sense.
Yeah.
So obviously you got some penetration in automotive and production cars, obviously, but this has been stimulated very, very heavily, of course, from what we're doing here. Especially with Porsche, we do a huge transfer of technology from what we're doing on the race car to then everyday sports car. And I can see that. I mean, I see the same components coming pretty much from this machine into other cars in the future, which is quite awesome. My feeling why I was probably suspect was helped once I got to sample the technology.
Are you surprised how much power that electric drivetrains can generate?
Oh, unbelievable. Especially there's no noise.
Yeah, I mean, I've driven a couple of high-end. I've driven a Tesla P85 Plus, which is 400 odd brake horsepower.
I think there's
a P85D, which is 690 brake.
Yeah.
And obviously the battery technology plays a part, because the smaller the cells are, the lighter they are, then obviously it gives you more power.
Yeah.
And there's obviously very efficient electric motors as well. And it's just pretty interesting. That's something that I really didn't pay a lot of attention to about a year ago, but just happened upon. I've got to the point where I'm now standing in Silverstone talking about a top of the range. A Le Mans.
Phenomenal. I mean, you should talk to some other guys if you haven't. I mean, talk to some of the technical
partners. Yeah, I have.
Well, that's what you should do, because us guys are the last end user, and we're not behind, obviously.
So there we are. It's fantastic technology, how it's moving on, and so many of these hybrid vehicles. You've talked about electric vehicles, pure electric, hybrid. Which do you prefer, pure electric or hybrid?
It was difficult, because they're all very, very different. If it was electrical, the Tesla Model S was massively better than anything else I drove, but then it was a very expensive sports car. The Golf electric was very good as well.
Yeah.
There's this whole thing of range anxiety, which people with electric cars still have. It's called range anxiety.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Am I going to get there on this charge?
And you have to rethink the way that you drive a car like that, because we're used to driving cars as petrol engine cars or diesel. We go and fuel up every few days, and that lasts us for an X number of miles. The electric cars and hybrids as well, but obviously you've got the engine to rely on. The range is much lower generally, but because of what they are, you come home from work, you plug it in, and you forget about it. So you're fueling it all the time, or we fuel it at work. So I think the range anxiety is a big problem. The battery technology, as I spoke to Porsche about it, even in the last year, they've halved the size of the batteries with the same power. So as the batteries get smaller, they will be able to fit into cars and therefore give you greater range. But I guess I prefer the electric cars because of the pure torque.
Range anxiety for me is when I play golf. I have a lot of range anxiety. Fascinating stuff. And, it's just interesting to see how the stuff circles its way down to cars that you and me can
drive. That's right,
It really is good stuff. Matt, thank you very
much. Thank you very much.
Our gadget guru this week.